Hello, and welcome back to your OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics in the entire specification, the electromagnetic spectrum covered in Topic 4.3. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic will come up. I can almost guarantee it. In recent OCR papers, electromagnetic spectrum questions have appeared in every single exam series, often as a mix of short one-mark recall questions and longer six-mark extended response questions. So getting this topic nailed is going to be really worth your time. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the core concepts clearly, walk through the most common exam mistakes, do a quick-fire recall quiz, and leave you with a solid summary to take into your revision. Let's get started. So, what exactly is the electromagnetic spectrum? At its heart, it's a family of waves, seven distinct groups that all share two crucial properties. First, they are all transverse waves. Second, and this is a guaranteed mark in your exam, they all travel at exactly the same speed in a vacuum, 3.0 times 10 to the power of 8 meters per second. That's the speed of light. Write that number down, memorize it, 3.0 times 10 to the 8. You will need it. Now, the seven groups of the electromagnetic spectrum, in order from lowest frequency to highest frequency, and equivalently from longest wavelength to shortest wavelength, are radio waves, microwaves, infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, and gamma rays. A brilliant mnemonic to remember this order is raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. Take the first letter of each word, RMIVUXG. Radio, microwaves, infrared, visible, ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma. Say it a few times. Raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. Now, here's the key relationship you must understand. All electromagnetic waves travel at the same speed. So if frequency goes up, wavelength must go down, and vice versa. This is captured in the wave equation. V equals F times lambda. V is wave speed in meters per second. F is frequency in hertz, and lambda, that Greek letter that looks like an upside-down Y, is wavelength in meters. Since V is always 3 times 10 to the 8 for EM waves in a vacuum, if you double the frequency, the wavelength halves. They're inversely proportional. Examiners love asking you to explain this relationship, so practice saying, because the speed is constant, an increase in frequency results in a proportional decrease in wavelength. Let's talk about the properties and applications of each wave type, because this is where the exam marks really stack up. Radio waves have the longest wavelengths. We're talking anything from about 1 millimeter up to kilometers, and the lowest frequencies. They are produced by oscillations in electrical circuits. That last point is higher tier content, so if you're sitting higher, make sure you can state that. Radio waves are used in broadcasting, your radio and television signals, and in mobile phone networks. Microwaves sit just above radio waves in frequency. Here's a critical distinction, the examiner's test every year. Microwaves used in satellite communications are a different frequency to those used in microwave ovens. In a microwave oven, the microwaves are absorbed by water molecules in the food, causing those molecules to vibrate, which generates heat. Notice I said, absorbed by water molecules causing them to vibrate. That precise mechanism is what earns you the mark. Do not just say, microwaves heat the food. That is not enough. Infrared radiation is the heat radiation you feel from the sun or a radiator. It's used in thermal imaging cameras, remote controls for your TV, and in optical fiber communications. Your body constantly emits infrared radiation, which is why thermal cameras can detect people in the dark. Visible light is the narrow band of the spectrum that human eyes can detect. It ranges from red at the low frequency end to violet at the high frequency end. It's used in photography, fiber optic communications, and of course, human vision. Ultraviolet radiation sits just beyond violet light. The sun emits significant amounts of UV. It's used in fluorescent lamps, security marking, those pens that write invisibly but glow under UV light, and in sterilization. Here's where we start getting into ionizing radiation. Ultraviolet has enough energy to ionize atoms, meaning it can knock electrons out of atoms. This is why UV exposure can cause sunburn and, with prolonged exposure, skin cancer. It can also cause damage to the eyes. X-rays have even higher frequencies and shorter wavelengths. They are used in medical imaging because they can penetrate soft tissue, but are absorbed by dense materials like bone. That's why bones show up white on an X-ray image. The X-rays are absorbed by the bone and don't reach the detector. X-rays are also used in security scanners at airports Because X-rays are ionizing, they carry a risk of cell mutation and cancer, which is why radiographers leave the room during X-ray procedures and why X-rays are only used when medically necessary. Gamma rays have the highest frequency and the shortest wavelength of all electromagnetic waves. Crucially, and this is a specific mark point, gamma rays originate from changes in the nucleus of an atom. This distinguishes them from X-rays, which are produced by electrons. Gamma rays are used in cancer treatment, a technique called radiotherapy, and in sterilizing medical equipment. They are the most ionizing of all EM waves and carry the greatest risk of causing cell damage and cancer. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Common mistake number one, saying that radio waves travel slower than gamma rays. This is wrong. All electromagnetic waves travel at the same speed in a vacuum, full stop, no exceptions. If you write anything that implies different EM waves travel at different speeds, you will lose marks. Common mistake number two, vague answers about microwave heating. You must say that microwaves are absorbed by water molecules, causing them to vibrate, generating thermal energy, not just microwaves heat the food. Common mistake number three, and this one trips up so many students, confusing ultrasound with ultraviolet. Ultrasound is a sound wave used in prenatal scanning. Ultraviolet is an electromagnetic wave from the sun. They are completely different. If an exam question asks about medical scanning of a fetus, the answer is ultrasound, not ultraviolet. Common mistake number four, saying microwaves cause cancer. This is a nuanced point. Microwaves cause heating effects. They are not ionizing. It is UV, X-rays, and gamma rays that are ionizing and can cause gene mutation and cancer. Examiners specifically look for this distinction. For 6-mark extended response questions on risks and benefits, for example, evaluate the use of X-rays in medical imaging. Structure your answer like this. State the benefit clearly and specifically. State the risk clearly and specifically. Then make a balanced judgment. For example, X-rays can penetrate soft tissue and be absorbed by bone, allowing fractures to be detected, which is a significant diagnostic benefit. However, X-rays are ionizing and can cause cell mutation and increase cancer risk. The benefit of diagnosis typically outweighs the risk when used in controlled doses, but exposure should be minimized. For calculation questions, always write the formula first, then substitute values, then calculate, show every step, and watch your units. Wavelength is often given in nanometers, which is 10 to the minus 9 meters. Frequency is often given in megahertz, which is 10 to the 6 hertz. Convert before you calculate. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What speed do all electromagnetic waves travel at in a vacuum? 3.0 times 10 to the 8 meters per second. Question 2. Which type of EM wave is produced by changes in the nucleus of an atom? Gamma rays. Question 3. Name the 3 types of EM radiation that are ionizing. Ultraviolet, X-rays, and gamma rays. Question 4. What is the correct mechanism by which a microwave oven heats food? Microwaves are absorbed by water molecules, causing them to vibrate, generating heat. Question 5. In the wave equation V equals F lambda, if frequency doubles and speed stays constant, what happens to wavelength? Wavelength halves. It is inversely proportional to frequency. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, those are exactly the points to go back and review in your notes. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. 1. All EM waves travel at 3.0 times 10 to the 8 meters per second in a vacuum. 2. The order from lowest to highest frequency is radio, microwaves, infrared, visible, ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma. Remember, raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. 3. Frequency and wavelength are inversely proportional when speed is constant. Use V equals F lambda. 4. Only UV, X-rays, and gamma rays are ionizing. Microwaves cause heating, not ionization. 5. Gamma rays come from nuclear changes. Radio waves are produced by oscillations in electrical circuits, that's higher tier. 6. For 6-mark questions, always state the specific benefit, the specific risk, and make a balanced judgment. That's everything for today's episode on the electromagnetic spectrum. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!